Maseches Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, until Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. The seventh Perek of Maseches Brachos discusses the mitzvah of Zimun, which is when at least three people eat in a group together, and when it comes to them saying the blessing after eating, namely Birkas HaMazon, there's a mitzvah that one of them should invite the rest of the people to bench. Now, we learned in the third Perek of Brachos that even women, non-Jewish slaves, and children under bar mitzvah are obligated in Birkas HaMazon. The question is, what about Zimun? Number one, are they obligated to do Zimun? And number two, can they make up the three people who are needed in order to make Zimun? So children, of course, can't, because they're exempt from all mitzvahs, so they can't be part of the core three who are needed for Zimun. When it comes to women and non-Jewish slaves, however, if there are three women or three non-Jewish slaves, they can make a Zimun by themselves. But for women to make up part of the core three with men, that's problematic. Not really for Zimun reasons, but just because it's inappropriate for the core three who are needed for Zimun to be a mix of men and women, or men and non-Jewish slaves, who are also known for their immorality. So the Mishnah says, Noshim v'avodim k'tanim, women, non-Jewish slaves, and children under bar mitzvah, eim zan aleihem, we don't make a Zimun with them. Meaning, they can't make up part of the core three people who are needed to make a Zimun. Now, if they're by themselves, if the women are by themselves, or the slaves are by themselves, they can make a Zimun. It's a discussion whether they're obligated to, but they certainly can, if they're by themselves. And in fact, if there are already three men making a Zimun, then the women and non-Jewish slaves should answer to their Zimun. The thing which we can't have is women or non-Jewish slaves making up part of the three, or children as well, making up part of the three people who are needed to bring in that obligation to make the Zimun. Once again, because it's inappropriate, and it can lead to wrongdoing among men and women, or the men and the non-Jewish slaves. Now ask the Mishnah, Kam Mzamnin, up to how much can one make a Zimun? Now this question can be interpreted in one of two ways. Either it's asking, what is the minimum amount which someone has to eat that he now becomes obligated to bench, and therefore obligated to make a Zimun? Or the question is, what's the minimum amount which someone has to eat in order to be joining with the Zimun? To be part of the three people, how much does one have to eat to now allow him to be part of the Zimun? So either the question is about obligation, or about whether he's allowed to join with the Zimun. According to the Tanakhama ad Kazayas, he's got to eat at least the size of an olive. The reason being, because the Pasuk, when referring to the commandment to bench, it says, V'ochalto, you shall eat. And you've only considered to have properly eaten if you eat at least the size of an olive. Anything below that lacks even the significance of eating. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, ad kabeitza, you've got to have at least eaten the size of an egg of food, which is a larger amount than the olive, because the Pasuk says, V'ochalto v'savota, you shall eat and you shall be satisfied, which implies that you can't just eat a little bit, you've got to actually fill yourself up, and the minimum amount in order to fill yourself up is the size of an egg.